Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial on Sunday. We are not on a regular schedule right now. I have new equipment that's being installed in my studio. It will be completed tomorrow, but we're going to try this as a test to see how it works. Jimmy Hamas bombed the daylights out of Israel last night. I watched it for about 2 hours, and they, in the process of the attack, they have taken quite a few hostages, which is, I feel very sorry for those hostages. You have any comments, Jim?
Oh, you bet. This is absolutely atrocious. They had a large number of Hamas commandos come across to multiple towns right across the border from Gaza Strip.
Right.
And attack villages, and they were randomly shooting and killing people. The death toll is now over 500, apparently, and thousands of injured.
Right.
And, of course, the Israelis have struck back, hit probably one of their major administrative centers. But the devastation and the random, like, absolute animal behavior by the Hamas operators, there's hundreds of videos of them grabbing, killing innocent civilians.
Right.
Going into a concert or a rave, a dance by a bunch of young Israelis, chasing hundreds of people away, thousands of people, really, and then kidnapping women and showing their bodies naked around the village, yelling, Allah Akbar. But what's more disturbing is with this absolute despicable behavior, animalistic behavior, people in Toronto, in London, that support the Palestinian cause are actually rallying to them, with the Iranian government supporting them openly and cheering them on. And, of course, Hezbollah
right.
Now entering the fray by attacking areas in the Golan Heights. So Israel has declared war directly. This is the first time since 1973. And I do have a very interesting view of why this happened, when it happened.
And what is that interesting view, Jimmy?
So this was, you know, Saturday was the Sabbath, but of course it was the anniversary of the 1973 Yom Kippur War, where,
of course,
you know, Arab nations attacked Israel. So they were making a statement that way. But I think the bigger issue here is Israel, under the Trump administration, had cut peace deals with four different Arab countries. And in spite of the Biden administration putting funding in the way that Hamas is able to do this, because they reinstituted funding to Hamas in spite of the Trump canceling it, over $1 billion in aid directly to them.
Right.
So they were able to fund this issue. But in spite of the Biden administration helping Hamas and rekindling that support for the Palestinian cause, that it kind of faded away over the Trump administration, certainly with the Arab countries.
Right.
The Israelis were working with peace deals with more Arab nations. So the strategy, I believe, this is my theory on this, the strategy was to cause such an atrocious event that the Israelis would respond so heavy-handedly that would create, again, a divide between the Arab nations and Israel that were working towards peace deals. And I think it's not just Palestinian supporters. I think it's very powerful, influential, financially powerful Arab leaders in the region that are really against these peace deals,
yeah,
against the relationships that have been building. And they're attempting to create this division in order to put things back the way they were with the hatred and the violence and ultimately the eradication of Israel in the Middle East.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, Jim, that's a pretty easy philosophy that you've got to agree on. According to the news last night, which had some wishy-washy statements, for lack of better terms, about Iranian involvement, my guess is that by the very early this coming week, Iran will probably be sending weapons and troops to aid Hamas, because that's the only chance that Hamas has against Israel.
Yeah, so again, the big strategy, I think, for the Iranians is to get the Palestinians and Hamas to take these actions,
yeah,
you know, funding them, manipulating them, getting them involved. And then ultimately what that And of course, they have funded. The only reason why that Hamas had the over 2,000 up to 5,000 rockets that they had was because of Iranian support through transit of heavy weapons to them.
Yeah.
And of course, but a part of this problem is since the Obama administration, and really going back quite a bit longer before that, with the Clinton administration, they've been trained, the CIA had been training police forces, and which ultimately ended up being, you know, commando forces in the with the Palestinian, authority. And, of course, that ultimately caused, you know, the problems with Hamas gaining power politically inside the Gaza Strip. So, with re-engagement by the Biden administration, the same philosophical people that had supported the Palestinians and the Iranians under the Obama administration, they foolishly stepped into this foreign policy effort thinking that somehow this would bring peace in the region. And the reality is it's just bringing more devastation, damage, and potentially a flashpoint to create an extensive war in the region. And that's what's happening. If Iran does get involved, the U.S. is already moving aircraft and naval vessels off the coast of Israel. There apparently are quite a few Americans being held hostage.
Oh, of course there are, of course.
So you've got the potential between the Russia-Ukraine issue, what's happening in the Middle East, the entire world to go up in flames. Oh, and by the way, the Taliban are asking for permission to transit Arab countries to get to Israel in order to support Hamas.
Yeah,
fight
of course.
With U.S. weapons that the Biden administration left there in this absolute devastatingly embarrassing global fiasco of foreign policy by the Biden.
Well, of course, that was a big mistake, and it's coming back to haunt the administration right now. The only thing that I can say is that I hope and pray that Hamas does not use the hostage game to further their cause. I would have to say, though, that I think all of the American hostages are probably under the protection of the United States. And I believe that if Biden didn't take serious action against Hamas, if Hamas played the same game as actually videotaping, executions as they have done in the past, I don't think he'll ever get reelected.
Well, I don't think he's going to get reelected anyway, but I think the problem is the Biden administration just released $6 billion to let 5 Iranians go, U.S. Iranian citizens,
yeah,
but in hostage negotiations, and simultaneously, actually, people that were currently in custody and pending trial for being spies for Iran were also granted clemency or pardons by the Biden administration. So what that shows is that the reality of trying to buy your way out of these problems only creates conditions where you have more hostages, and they're going to be asking for a lot more money. And, of course, the Biden administration obviously is paid in these tremendous amounts. So
right,
it's an
right.
awful set of circumstances. And anybody, any one of our listeners that think that somehow Hamas is doing well by this, by murdering and raping women and children on the street, I mean, there are videotapes of females that were dragged, killed, and then, of course, bleeding because of, sexual assaults.
Right.
And this is absolutely animalistic behavior. But, of course, there's a purpose for it. They want to unleash the Israeli anger in the response that will create a separation from allies in the world. And they may get it, and of course that will just only exacerbate global tensions.
Jim, I'm going to be staying tuned very closely to the news today. I know that you're in transit to Colorado. You probably won't get there today. So if something comes up, I will definitely call you right back.
Okay, Al, you take care, and this is an unbelievable series of events.
Yeah.
Of course, for our listeners, sorry we weren't able to do a weekend show, but we'll be back fairly soon.
It really is. Thanks, Jim.
You bet.